years back, if you would have come to me and told me that after 2 years, I would have my own tarot show called The Tarot Tanvi, I would be reading tarot cards as for a living, and I would have my own channel where I read tarot cards for people, I would have bloody fucking punched you in the face. I would have told you that you're a piece of shit and you need to get out of my life. If you would have told me that I would read tarot cards instead of having a PhD or being a PhD candidate, I would have really punched you hard. Hello everyone and welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to my channel or my podcast, depending on what you're watching and what you're listening to and where you are. A very warm welcome to my podcast or my channel called And Life Goes On by Tanvi, and I am Tanvi. Oh my God, I just cannot fix my intro. I always blabber. Anyway, it's okay. So there are two categories of people, and I want to make this video for both the categories. There are two categories of people who would be watching this video. First category is people who knew me before I started reading tarot as well. And the second category is the people who know me after I started reading tarot or through my work that I do right now. So for the people who did not know me before who I am right now, I would just like to introduce you to me 2 years back. So before I became a spiritual entrepreneur, I was working I was living in Germany for around 2.5 years. And I was working as a student research assistant, and my research was on data management and data science. And I was slowly inclining towards artificial intelligence, and that was my topic of research. I was working with Python, with TensorFlow, well, a lot of things, a lot of technical jargon in the field of artificial intelligence. And yeah, I had a job. I had my research going on. I actually had a job offer. The company that I was working with, they wanted me to be there with them for the rest of my life, I think, for a very long time, okay? So they already said that as soon as I finished my master's, I would have a job with them. Along with that, I was also a choreographer at the dance club at my university. So I was sort of like the main lead dancer. I really like that part, okay? So I love dancing. I love dancing. Like when I'm on stage, I just love dancing. So I have always been an overachiever. Even as a kid, I think I've always been brilliant in my studies. I was not, you know, average. I was never average. I was I had great grades. I was like very actively participating in every possible activity. Even as a kid, I was in debates, in singing, in instruments, in dancing, in poetry recitation. So you name it, and I was there. Like you think of an activity to do in the school, and I was doing that. So I was sort of an overachiever, and winning was very important to me. I was very afraid of losing any competition. So whenever I was on stage, I had to be perfect. So that was one thing that was always there with me. I had this need to stay perfect, to remain perfect. Like the way I looked, my weight had to be perfect, my everything, you know, I just wanted to be the best. So this need for perfection, this need to keep chasing goals and keep wanting to be the best at everything resulted was also a result of my OCD and my ADHD inactive type brain that I figured out later. But anxiety was something that's a byproduct of all of this, and that was always a part of my life. I was very anxious as a kid. I had performance anxiety. So even if it did not, but I had this beautiful skill, I'll confess, like I had this beautiful skill where nobody got to know that I was anxious, on stage especially. So if I was on stage, my legs would always tremble, okay? I would never be able to stop that feeling of fear. What would happen? Oh my God, what if it goes wrong? What if it goes wrong? So, but at the same time, I don't know, I had this capability or ability to put on a brave face. So I always used to put on a face as if I'm not afraid to be on stage, but I've always been dead afraid. I've always, like, not be winning something was my biggest fear. My biggest fear, what if I lose this? And not just lose it, like, I want it to be the best. You know, it's not like I would not even be satisfied very easily. It's not like you give me third prize and I would be happy. I would be upset. I would be angry if I'm not first at something. So I used to put a lot of pressure on myself. That created a lot of anxiety in me and a lot of stress. Well, when it comes to my mental health, I because of this need for perfectionism, my anxiety used to peak up, okay? I was very anxious as a child. So because of my anxiety and my fear of failure is what made me discover astrology and tarot. So even at the age of 12, 11, I was very curious about my sun sign, my birth chart, and I got to know that, okay, but my sun sign is Scorpio, okay? And I think spend hours in a day just reading about how I am, you know, what my traits are, what Scorpio is. And nobody else in my family did that except for me, okay? I was the kind of kid who would open the newspaper every single morning, check my lucky color and lucky number. I would write my lucky number somewhere and would carry something that was of the same color as my lucky color on that particular day. Especially if it was an exam, I had to carry all my lucky items, okay? Everything that was lucky for me and everything that I would read online on astrology, on things, on my traits and as per my birth chart and things like that, I would carry everything because I wanted to win. So my need to always stay perfect, my need to always win, and not just my need to win, more than that, my fear of losing, you know. So it was like both in parallel. I had this strong fear of losing and I had this strong urge to win as well. Like, I didn't want to be anywhere in the middle, okay? That was just non-negotiable sort of a thing. So I thought that either I would fail, like anything that's not winning used to be failing for me as a child. So I was so stressed out all the time that I started reading astrology and my birth chart every day. I remember I would go to astrologers even when I was 11 or 12. I would go to astrologers and get my birth chart read and things like that. Okay, I know this sounds like what were you doing as a 10 or 11 year old, but I used to do that because I was very serious about my career and I wanted to only be the best in my career. Okay, I don't know. So one day, I guess I was 11 or something, 10 or 11 or 12 years old, something like that. And I had my computer and we recently got the internet. And I was sitting there on the computer when I just was confused about what decision to make, okay? And I wanted like a yes or no answer. I have no idea how I stumbled upon an online website that used to give like tarot readings. So it was not like somebody sitting there on the website. It was like you open our website. There used to be like a group of cards. You click on one of those cards and that card would flip and that tarot card would say yes or no. Okay, depending on what that card was, and it would give you like a tiny description of the tarot card as well. So this yes or no tarot card answering became a regular part of my life. My need for perfection also made me very curious to know whether or not I would succeed at something. I think this is why I was very curious to know about my future, because I didn't want to fail in the future. And so I wanted to know my future, okay, beforehand. So I would use all kinds of tools. And that's why I used tarot, I guess, that whether I would get 90% marks in my exam or not, is it yes or no? And it would say yes or no. And I would just keep doing it, and then keep reading the description of each card. So that was the time when I first stumbled upon tarot cards, and that was the age of 11 or 12. This remained a habit of me resolving confusions, of me seeking answers, yes or no answers, I think till the age of 28. Okay, so till the time I was doing my second master's as well. And I don't think I have told this to anybody because I used to do it in very private. Like nobody would get to know that I was doing this, okay? Because anytime I was confused, I would open that specific website, I would click on a tarot card and I would get the yes or no answer. At the same time, while I was growing up, I realized that, you know, the description of the cards, they were very restrictive. Like they were not very subjective. Like, for example, the way I read tarot now, it's in a very subjective way. It depends on who is coming forward and, you know, what kind of energy I feel and me understanding my psychic senses as well. But at that time, the description of the cards were like sure shot. Like, okay, this is the only description of death card that you get. And it means this and that is it. Okay, so it was very different at that time. But I somehow at the back of my mind, I just knew that, okay, this has to be subjective. So while I was growing up, as I grew up, I just understood how to take those yes or no answers in a very subjective manner. So I started having my own interpretations of every single card that I would read online to resolve my fears. So now, jumping ahead, I have been very open with my and vocal with my mental health struggles, and I'm not going to discuss that in depth here. So I did hit rock bottom when it comes to my mental health, and that's when I stumbled upon somebody who was a healer, okay? And so the person who was a healer and the healing modality that I teach, MTHS. So the MTHS is a modality that was that was sort of channeled by somebody else. So this person was Mark Carlson, and one day he used to give these weekly free readings, okay, on Facebook. So again, me being me, I wanted to know like whether I should be taking certain decisions or not. So I would just, you know, attend all his readings, and I used to attend every single meditation that he was giving me, because I was in a phase where I was healing a lot. I was into spirituality. I was learning a lot of new things. I was learning in that phase. And so one day in his session, in his meditation session, where I think there used to be 60, 70 people in his group where he used to make people meditate, one day he just said randomly that I think every person should buy a tarot deck, and it's not to predict futures, but it's really to heal your mental health and to help you connect with your intuition more. And that day I just took it as a sign, and I just bought a deck of cards. I never gave it a thought that I sort of have, on a subconscious level, have sort of learned how to read tarot. So I did not really officially attend a course. I did not take up any course or classes. I just sort of knew, like when I got my first deck of cards, I was familiar with the cards because of my, so many years of 16, 17 years of me reading tarot cards online, just like yes or no cards and reading tiny descriptions online. I was just familiar with the cards. I wouldn't say that I understood them in depth, but I understood that it works on my intuition primarily. And me reading tarot cards required me to trust my intuition a lot. So I just opened my first deck of cards, and I remember the only thing that I read properly was like that guidebook that I got with that first deck of cards. It was this big in size, and it had this thin booklet. And so the booklet said that you should pull one card every single day and then read the description of that card and do a little bit of research so that you get to know what are the elements and what does this card technically stand for. So that I started doing that, okay? So every day, every morning, I would just pick a card, read about it, and then pick another one. Pick a number of cards basically every single day and would just read about it, okay? So this was just my curious mind doing its own thing. But I was very familiar with all the cards. I knew what a world card was, I knew the death card, and I knew what it stood for. I knew the technical things. So now I bought my first deck of cards, and I sort of was familiar, and I was pulling cards out every single day. So now I would call up my friends and family and everybody I knew and would ask them to ask me questions related to tarot. For example, if they wanted to know anything about their career, I would ask my papa, my uncle, my sisters, my friends. I kept calling people. So, and I was like desperate to give everybody a tarot reading. Like, please take a tarot reading from me. Because I just wanted to see if it's practically working for others or not. Okay. So I just wanted to check. And most of the times I would just ask them to think of a question and not even tell me if like the question directly. So I just wanted them to think of a scenario that they are confused with and not tell me what they are thinking about. Okay, so that was like a huge gamble that I played. And I don't know, I just wanted to test how it works. Because, you know, I am a scientist from inside, okay? So that's just my scientist, curious researcher of mine that was coming into play. I wanted to know how, if it's really working or not. So I would just pull the cards and would start giving them guidance and answering the questions that they had in their heads, but they never told me. And they would just be at an awe of the answers that they were getting. So they would just tell me, oh yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. So one day I was reading cards similarly, and my friend from school, I think I can take her name, so Gagan. So she, I just called her up and I read her cards one day. And I told her the same things. I didn't ask her anything. I didn't ask her to ask me any questions. I just started reading cards for her directly. And I just started telling her, okay, is this what you're going through? Because if this is the thing, then this should happen and that should happen. This is what you should do. This is what you should try to do, or whatever I was saying. I don't remember, okay? So that's when she told me that, listen, you should not do this for free. Like, she thanked me. She's a very kind soul. And then after that, she told me, like, maybe you should start taking money in exchange for this. And that's the moment when I realized that, okay, maybe I should take this up more seriously and I should really start taking money in exchange for this. Because she said, she actually told me that you should not give tarot readings away like that. Like, thank you so much for doing this for me, but never do it for free like that. So I took that advice very seriously. And then I started posting on my Instagram that I'm giving tarot readings, and I would get clients. And similarly, they would call me up and then I would just open the tarot and I would just, you know, read the cards in a similar way, ask them about the things that they were going through, and they would ask me about the things that they were going through and everything. So then I again kept getting more curious. I started following more people on Instagram. I remember I used to, I think, follow Big Empress Energy initially, and I used to listen to her tarot readings. So by listening to her tarot readings, I got to know more about tarot cards, because I would get to know what she thought about, what her take was on every single card. Then I followed this person called, I think Chris is his name, who's also a tarot reader. And he also uses sign language when he's reading tarot. And he used to post this ad on pay what you can sessions. Okay, so I really liked that idea. I thought, like, okay, this is a cool idea for me to learn more, because I knew that I wanted to learn and I needed more practical experience. So I started posting about weekly pay what you can sessions. So I started giving pay what you can sessions on meditation and tarot readings. So I would conduct these sessions every week, where a group of people would come and I would read cards for all of them. So I had moved back to India and I took this up full time. And I was again still taking these weekly sessions of pay what you can, tarot readings and meditation. So, for example, somebody would ask me, like, when they're going to move to some other city or country. And I would just say that in the month of February, I would say that in the month of July, this would happen. Now, I was just saying it and I was very afraid in the beginning, because I didn't know how to trust my intuition and how to channel it at that time. And I was super afraid of going wrong again. But I still did it anyhow, because that was the only way to test, you know, whether the things that were coming in my head, whether that was my intuition or just my own opinions, how it works, and, you know, to properly read tarot. The only way to know what I could do was to take a risk. So I kept taking risks every single week. And again, you know, like I said in the beginning, that I have this beautiful capability where I can mask my, where I can put up a very confident face, but I might be very afraid from within. So I use that capability in my Pay What You Can sessions. I was very afraid of, you know, guiding people in the wrong direction. I was so afraid. But thankfully, with the grace of God, like seriously, I'm very grateful. People really did feel helped and guided in whatever correct direction with those readings. And so that just built my trust. Now in the month of April 2021, I was in India and I got COVID and I was sick and I was isolated in my room for like, 3 weeks or more. And that is the time when I stumbled upon randomly more tarot readers who read more in depth, okay? So I didn't read as much in depth till that time. And so this is the time where I got to know the channels of Kino Tarot, Hermit Tarot, Aso Tarot, and Lexi the Leo. I don't know how I found those people. I have no idea how I kept stumbling upon those tarot readers. I have no clue, honestly. But I just found that channel. And I remember because I was sick, I did not have... there was nothing much that I could do in a room in an isolation. So all I did, except for sleep and eat, was watch tarot readings. Even when I was eating, I had my earphones on and I was watching tarot readings. I was consuming a lot of tarot readings because I was so curious to learn. And also... again, my fear of future. So I wanted to know my future, but I didn't know that I was not doing it for myself. I was actually learning in that process. I kept watching tarot readings, kept watching these readers, and I kept watching that. And I think in that one specific month, it's like, imagine if you study for an exam for 20 hours a day, because I wasn't sleeping much. And you keep reading, keep studying that. And that's, I think, something that I started doing every single day. Even when I was out of the isolation, I would spend hours and hours in a single day watching tarot readings, reading more about tarot, ordering more tarot decks, taking more leaps of faith, like trusting more in my intuition more and more. I found a beautiful talent in my fears. I never knew that I could read tarot till the time I got to know that I can read tarot till the time I started to experiment. I never knew that even as a kid, what I was doing out of fear was actually driving me towards something that I love doing, that something that I would do so passionately one day in my life without feeling like I am working. I would work on something without, you know, feeling that burden. Yeah, so that's my story of how I started reading tarot, when I started reading tarot. And yeah, so I hope that, I don't know, this helped you in some way. If not, like, So please don't forget to like, share, subscribe and comment. So if in case you would like to book a personal reading with me after listening to this, you can contact me. My links are in the description of this episode. And life goes on. Bye-bye. Take care.